Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle. The Bigger Picture with Ryan Hwang.
Money FM 89.3, you're in the breakfast huddle this Friday morning with Elliot Danker, Manisha Tank and Ryan Hwang, and it's time for us to take a look at the bigger picture.
Yes, a couple of issues today. It's a Friday, so traditionally we get those jobs numbers out of the United States.
Yes, TGIF. I was just thinking what to do over the weekend. Okay, looks like the market ready.
That's and what studying you need to do. The jobs numbers. That's what you'll be doing.
I will be
weekend.
Doing all that and more as we try to digest everything that's been making the news this week. We've got the US-China trade tensions. We've got what's happening in Hong Kong. And it seems like, markets finally getting a bit tired after that week-long rally. And you saw overnight on Wall Street stocks slumping, the S&P 500 down 0.4%. And now investors looking ahead to the rest of the day, and you will be getting the May jobs report in the US to get a bit of a picture of how things are turning out with COVID-19 affecting the economy. To get a bigger picture, I've got Chris Brankin. He is the CEO of TD Ameritrade Singapore. Morning, Chris.
Morning, Ryan. How are you?
I'm good. Hey, last time we spoke was at the start of the year, and a lot has definitely changed. How have you been keeping, Chris?
Much like many of the people trying to figure out my new lockdown kind of type of world that we're living in. But it's amazing how much has changed since the last time we actually spoke a couple months ago.
Yeah, does business for your brokerage actually pick up in such times like this?
Look, I think we have a captive audience. We have an amazing amount of new accounts, not only for us, but across the globe. I think there's people that not only are in this kind of work from home or stay at home mentality and are online, but also they've seen the volatility in the kind of maybe what I like to call fear of missing out type potential that we've had over the last couple months. As we've seen markets rally back, 40% from the late March lows that we had just not 6 weeks ago.
Hey, so what's your take, Chris, on the recent optimism that we've been seeing in the markets? Are we finally seeing markets getting a bit tired, or do you think there's a bit more steam behind this rally?
Well, I think that's something I get asked more and more. Is it what we call a bear market rally, or are we actually getting into where a new leg of a bull market? I say it's a little too early to call it a new leg of a bull market, but we're at a point where we've gotten a little bit of confidence in terms of what's going on, not only, across the globe, but, more so kind of in the U.S. And we're at a kind of a point where as states start to open back up and U.S. being such a, consumer-driven, GDP, where you have about 70% of the U.S. GDP is driven by the consumer, is we start seeing consumers come back online? Do we start seeing sectors other than maybe some of the stay-at-home type stocks, where it's the Amazon and the Facebooks of the world that have been kind of driving this rally back higher? Do we start seeing some other sectors, 11 sectors in the S&P 500, continue to expand and get some kind of economic foothold as we've gotten this unlimited seeming kind of backstop from the U.S. Fed kind of soften the blow on the downside? Now that we've kind of gotten our footing, do we start getting that, people coming back to the economy? We've tried to flatten the curve, so to speak, in terms of the COVID-19. Now the new thing that I'm hearing in the U.S., well, now they need to flatten the curve on the unemployment numbers that we've seen that have gone up tremendously over the last 2 months.
Yeah, a couple of few good points, Chris. Work from home stocks, especially in technology, really driving that market rally. What's also affecting sentiment, of course, is the picture around the U.S. economy. And if you look at the initial jobless claims we've been getting, overnight we saw 1.9 million, worse than the forecast of 1.77. And tonight you will be getting another report, the May jobs report, and we are bracing for the unemployment rate to jump to nearly 20%. Chris, what's your take on the picture around the U.S. economy right now?
Well, I look at a lot of it. Throw out a lot of normal economic data, normal economic situations, and everything is driven by virus-related news, up until this kind of last week. You've had lots of other things going on in the U.S. recently, but in terms of where the economy's headed, you know, this is where it is really important, you know, to see some successes from these states that are starting to open back up, because the thing that could potentially add some volatility and potential downside risk on the markets if we see a second wave of, you know, outbreak in the pandemic, you know, because that's something that the, you know, market is fearing, but a lot of that downside risk has been kind of squeezed out of the market. So the thing that we've talked about previously, and something I talk about all the time, is that fear index, you know, is volatility. Yep. So we've seen markets rally 40%, but we've seen the volatility or the fear drop 80% from its highs, from what it was, you know, at the end of March, you know, when people thought the world was imploding and saw the markets, you know, selling off at an unprecedented rate. So looking at, you know, the VIX, you know, kind of right around the 25 level is a much more sustainable in terms of where we're at. We could stay at this 25, you know, 20, the 20 level for a while in terms of volatility and be okay. It's when we get up to those 40s, 50s, and 60s is where markets are really pricing in a lot of choppiness. And it's good to see that markets have gained a little bit more of a calm. But that is something that we're paying close attention to. And you know, as we look at the jobs numbers, I think that 20% would be a very kind of sentimental percentage. We got past that, so I would hoping that we don't see, you know, huge, you know, upside on that this evening, and then we start to see a flattening of that unemployment, because that, you know, I keep saying it, I sound like a broken record, but the consumer in the U.S. really drives that GDP. We need to start getting some of the people back out into the economy and back into the economy as being employed in the economy as well.
Yeah, good point on the VIX, but some people are wondering if that drop in the fear index may signal that, you know, investors are getting a bit more complacent. We are chatting with Chris Brenken. He's the CEO of TD Ameritrade Singapore. Chris, just to wrap things up, right, with things being the way they are, markets being so volatile, how can investors hedge their portfolios right now?
Yes, another thing that we get asked about all the time. You know, and one of the things we see our customers at TD Ameritrade here in Singapore taking advantage of is the ability to trade futures and options. And when I say that more specifically, is we see people, you know, one of the most common trades that we see in order to hedge their portfolios is being able to use the S&P 500 E-mini futures in terms of not only protecting downside risk. They think that, hey, maybe we're going to retest lows, you know, if this is a bear market rally and we do start seeing some additional kind of volatility in the markets, is you can basically buy downside protection by either doing it through futures or options, you know, on you know, different stocks that are across your portfolio. And we have tools that are built into the TD Ameritrade thinkorswim trading platform that allows you to pick how much risk you want to actually protect, you know, on the downside. So there's some really interesting things that we have, tools that allow retail investors to be able to trade like professionals, and it's very easy. And the nice thing we have about it, we have the free education on how to use it, and that's something where we see almost three quarters of our trades from our Singapore and our Asian customers are across the derivatives. You know, so we do see people taking advantage of this, not only for hedging their portfolios, but also they want to conserve capital and they want to take advantage of short-term trading opportunities where they think that there, you know, there might be an additional risk on the downside. It's something they can participate in without outlaying as much capital as simply buying or selling the stock.
Okay, derivatives, something to look at to hedge the portfolios. We've been chatting with Chris Brenken. He's the CEO of TD Ameritrade Singapore. Chris, thank you for your time this morning. Have a great weekend in advance.
All right, Ryan, you too. Thank you very much.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.